This is Dr. Singh dictating from the Orchards of Southgate. Patient first name is Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H. Last name is Evans, E-V-A-N-S. Date of birth is 5/28/1943. Date of evaluation 10/7/2022. HPI history page. Complaint: psychiatric evaluation requested to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions. History of present illness. This is a 79 years old female who was admitted here on 9/26/2022 upon transfer from Beaumont Dearborn. Her chart indicates COPD, acute and chronic respiratory failure, malignant neoplasm of bladder, known ST elevation, myocardial infarction, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, hypomagnesia, anxiety, hypertension, ASHD, hydronephrosis with the urethral structure. Dependence on supplemental oxygen and history of functional urinary incontinence. Staff reports that patient has been very anxious, restless, agitated. Her chart indicates that she was prescribed Xanax 0.5 milligram Q8 hours, PRN. And is also on trazodone 100 milligram HS, ambuspar 20 milligram three times a day, amitriptyline 12.5 milligram. Patient is somewhat of a poor historian. She was resting in bed and appeared to be somewhat drowsy. But she did respond to my questions. She reports that she's married and has a son named Brian. Staff notes indicates that patient's son has been very condescending towards staff. Patient did not know the name of this facility, but knew Biden is the president. She did not know who the governor is. She could not tell me today's date. She could recall 3 out of 3 objects immediately and 0 out of 3 after 3 minutes. She goes on to state, quote, nobody wants me here, unquote. She lacked insight into her current medical problems and the medication she's on. Appeared no suicidal thoughts reported, appeared no paranoia, delusional thoughts. Next paragraph, review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, non-reported respiratory on oxygen, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hemorrhage, non-reported. Past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment not known. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied. Prior received psychiatric hospitalization denied. Social history, current relationship, married, number of children, 1 son. Current occupation, patient reports that she used to work in sales. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, review, collateral form, and chart nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Surgical history, see chart. Family history not known, tobacco history per chart, history of smoking, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Next paragraph, current medications, amitriptyline 12.5 milligram HS, trazodone 100 milligram HS, Xanax 0.5 milligram Q8 hours, PRN. Ambuspar 20 milligram 3 times a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure 130 over 78, pulse 68, respiration 20. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, somewhat cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, soft, and speaks in a low voice. Gait lying in bed, mood, anxious, thought processes, periods of confusion, association, normal thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances, does not appear to be hallucinating, level of consciousness, somewhat drowsy, oriented to self, memory, recent impaired, attention, concentration impaired, formal knowledge, limited, judgment and insight limited, assessment and plan, metabolic encephalopathy, G93.41. Plans ongoing follow-up with the medical staff for management of underlying medical problems. Number two, anxiety disorder due to known physiological condition, F06.4. Plans continue, Buspar and Xanax as prescribed. Number three, insomnia unspecified. G47.00. Patient is on trazodone, which could help alleviate anxiety as well as insomnia. Disposition. Patient has multiple medical problems which could contribute to her mental status changes. Period ongoing follow up with the attending physician for medical management. Period. Patient seems to lack capacity to make informed medical decisions at this time. However, once her mental status improves, she might be able to make informed medical decisions. Staff needs to notify our service for persistent mood changes, anxiety symptoms. Procedure code 99304 under supplemental administrative check common side effects of benzodiazepines, Buspar, trazodone. Risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment above. Study equals benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.